You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another super dense episode of Ask a Drone You. My name is Paul.
And my name is Rob. You have no idea. This is episode 721. And we have a really good question, a deep question. One that, since we've been talking about mapping for a while, I'm surprised has not come up before this, because it is a very logical question. Makes a lot of sense. And I think Paul might go deep on the answer to this question.
Well, I've got my PhD level textbook here for close range photogrammetry and 3D imaging.
Yeah, so.
And it's pretty thick.
So put on your seatbelts.
I actually read the definition of what we were talking about today, and Rob's response was, okay. Anyway, today's question is brought to you by our friends at the Drone You community. With 27 classes, we give you everything for $47 a month. We ask the question, why should drone education be so expensive? We should provide you with as much value and content as possible, just like Netflix, just like Amazon Prime Video. That's why we created the Drone You community, because we genuinely care about giving you the best information possible, so that way you can turn your passion into profit, maintain the competitive advantage, and simply be a better pilot. So if you want to join the thousands of other pilots who have joined our community and who motivate and inspire one another in the Drone You community, which is a secret Facebook group where you can get your questions answered instantaneously, just join today, thedroneyou.com. All right, why don't we hear the question, Rob?
Hi, guys. This is Mark Fink. I'm a drone pilot in New Paltz, New York, doing crop surveys. I really enjoy your show, and I'm working my way through some of your courses to improve my skills, and they are helping a lot. My question is regarding mission altitude during a survey, that is, above ground level versus terrain tracking. The flight software I use flies to the height I specify relative to the launch point, then flies the entire mission at that height. As the terrain changes below the drone, the distance from drone to ground changes as well. This results in variation in true ground resolution. I always launch from the high point of a parcel to avoid getting too close to the ground or other objects on the ground, as well as to avoid having too little overlap between images. I typically fly at 100 meters. At the launch point, I get 1.5 centimeter resolution, but as the ground drops away, the effective resolution drops as well. Is it better to fly so that the drone is always 100 meters above the ground, changing altitude as the topology changes, or should I continue as I have been doing? I'm not sure how stitching software will deal with the AMSL altitude in the GPS data changing as the drone tracks the terrain changes below. Thanks, and I look forward to your answer.
Thank you, Mark. I actually worked in New Paltz, New York years ago.
Really?
During the middle of the winter. It was very cold.
As cold as it is right now, because holy cow.
No. It wasn't that cold. What are they calling that? What's the name they're giving
it's
the
like the
storm?
Polar vortex or something. Some stupid
bomb
name.
Thing.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy. No, it was not that cold, but it was very snowy. Anyways, it's kind of a cool little town, though. I enjoyed it. So thank you for the question. If you have a question, go to askdroneyou.com. And as I think about his question, I hadn't thought about this before, but it makes a lot of sense. I mean, how should your drone react in a modeling project to the changes in topography? It makes a lot of sense.
It's actually a really good question. And you can run into ranches and you can run into properties that are on hillsides, especially when you get into larger properties and you see a significant difference in elevation from the top or the side of one model mm-hmm. to the opposite side. I mean, you know, we ran into this issue with the Albuquerque Academy mm-hmm. when we were mapping that arroyo for them.
Right.
And this was something that we had to be aware of. And in fact, we used Maps Made Easy because it had terrain awareness. So one of his questions is, will my accuracy essentially go down by flying one particular elevation that's representative of my takeoff location instead of one elevation that's representative of its actual AGL to that specific location it's flying? Mm-hmm. So the answer is yes, your accuracy would essentially go down. Your imagery accuracy, the number of points that you would have, would go down if you did not fly a terrain awareness model. Now, I'm going to go like really, really deep here for a second, because I think this is important because it talks about terrain models, and some of this is relevant and some of it is not relevant, but it talks about taking imagery from different locations. But essentially, let me just read this. So put on your nerd caps because here we go. Surface elements calculated by object-based multi-image matching are independent of their adjacent elements in terms of geometry and radiometry. However, this assumption is invalid for piecewise smooth surfaces with the exception of brake lines. Adjacent object elements can be connected by radiometric and geometric interpolation functions, and the above approach path can therefore be extended by coefficients of piecewise linear functions for both the radiometric model and the geometric model, aka a terrain model. For this purpose, the surface is represented by triangular and quadrilateral patches, facets, within which linear and bilinear interpolation can be applied. So, the required surface Z over XY consists of a gray values, and photographic recording of surface points results in image points with gray values. Based on the approximate known height model, surface points are interpolated, e.g. on a fixed grid with separations. The surface reflection model is calculated on a dense grid with, now the latter, what I just kind of talked about, doesn't really match. I wish I could like show you what I'm looking at, and then you could understand the whole terrain model, like what we're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking formulas and algorithms.
Yeah, I don't even know how to say some of these things. It's like,
It's like triangle
sigma x of g multiplied by sigma y of g equates to points. So
is the equivalent to reading that saying, use maps made easy?
Yes.
No wonder they called it Maps Made Easy. That makes so much sense.
Well, when Pix4D has terrain, I'm going to check really quick because they just updated their app. And I'm going to look right now because I want to make sure that we put out the most accurate and up-to-date information possible. So, you know, essentially what he's asking is, will I get better accuracy if I fly a terrain response, flight path? And the answer is yes. Should you start at the highest point possible? The answer is yes, because again, you're going to be limited by your maximum elevation unless you go into your parameter settings inside of the DJI Assistant app and change your max height. But for a lot of people, that's kind of illegal. So that could be. That could be problematic. Hey, look, Pix4D Capture has an update 2 days ago, and they fixed several issues regarding drone and camera connectivity and stability. Ooh, daddy likey. All right, so let's see if they added terrain response awareness.
So I never thought about that. I always thought that the drone would be moving at the same level, regardless of the topography. But you're saying that's not the case.
That is not the case. So
that sounds like that's what Mark has been doing.
Yeah.
And, which is going to make it more tough on him.
It sure is. And it looks like angle of the camera, trigger mode, drone speed, white balance, ignore home point. Ooh, it looks like we do not have that setting. That's unfortunate. So yeah, I would go with Maps Made Easy, or I believe you can also do it in Ground Station Pro, but I'm not 100% on that. But the answer to his question is yes, you should use a terrain response application when you're flying over large areas with huge elevation gains. It's really, really important because, and by the way, if you have a new drone, if you have a new Phantom 4 Pro and you have updated it, you will actually get the actual elevation of each picture. So when you process that information, you will have a real elevation change from the top of your map to the bottom of your map or side to side where you have these big elevation changes. If you have an older P4 or an older P4 Pro like I do, and you have not updated your software in quite some time, you're on like 1.306 or 1.308, you should update to 1.40 because the drone was recording the elevation in regards to just simply above ground level. It wasn't your actual MSL. So that can be problematic when you are processing maps.
So just to clarify on that point, because we get questions about whether one should update their software from DJI, is that only if you're mapping you should update? Because I know you've always said hang off on Don't update right away. Give it at least a couple iterations to see what bugs there are.
I do believe that. It's called Terrain Awareness, by the way. And yes, Maps Made Easy does do it. So you have to have MapPilot 2.1.0 for the ability for the app to download terrain data for adjusting flight plans according to the terrain under them. All right. And it's an in-app purchase. See, look, there it is. That's what it looks like.
Very cool.
I will send you this link right now so other people can see this stuff. But anyway, that answers his question. So in regards to your question, I would not update. There are ways to use a program called Charles to update your DJI Go to a newer version, but not the newest version. The newest version has these quizzes on it, but a lot of people think it's kind of a joke. So it's, you know, quite interesting to see the response from people. But as you can see in this image, if we're using Map Pilot, see how the drone goes up and down to maintain the same GSD.
Flight path, blue.
So I think that answers this question. Map Pilot is what I would use. So anyway, that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone You.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sound have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.